Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, let's raise a toast. Here's to the winners. This weekend found the sports world with a myriad of feel-good stories. Though your intrepid Swamp Swami normally saves some of these stories for his end of the week, Sweep the Swampcast podcast, it's time to break out some good old hot chocolate this Monday morning and salute some terrific sports stories from the past weekend. College basketball had three compelling games played over the weekend. On Saturday, the men's semifinal number one in the NCAA Final Four early game featured a nail-biter between the Auburn Tigers and the Virginia Cavaliers. After Virginia had led most of the game, Auburn's outside shooters finally found their stroke in the massive Dome Stadium in Minneapolis and took the lead over Virginia with just a minute to go. The Cavaliers, who lost last year in the NCAA tournament to the number 16-seeded University of Maryland Baltimore County in the first round, were looking like they were heading home again late Saturday afternoon. And then, that guy saved the day. That guy as in UVA's Kyle Guy. And as a result, Virginia is playing for the school's first national championship in tonight's finale with Texas Tech. The junior guard for the Cavaliers literally saved his team from going home Saturday with a clutch three-point shot from the corner with less than 10 seconds left, and then with the game on the line, Kyle Guy drained three straight free throws with less than 1 second left to help Virginia edge Auburn 63-62 in a classic Final Four thriller. But here's what you didn't know about that guy. Kyle Guy, the kid with ice water running through his veins on Saturday, has been very public about suffering from anxiety and panic attacks while attending college at the University of Virginia. Kyle Guy moderated a panel on mental health for Virginia's athletes earlier this year, and he accepted an invitation to participate in a similar panel at this year's Final Four in Minneapolis. He said, "That's why I was transparent about it and came out about it. Being able to use that to help other people is what I wanted to do here. Using basketball as a vehicle to do that has been tremendous." Kyle Guy, thumbs up. Weekend good story number two. The Texas Tech Red Raiders shocked everyone except themselves in defeating number 2-seed Michigan State on Saturday by a score of 61-51 in the second game of the Final Four. Texas Tech's basketball coach Chris Beard was an assistant for a man by the name of Bobby Knight when the legendary coach came to Lubbock, Texas. Beard honed his coaching skills and then hit the road in search of his own head coaching success. He coached a semi-professional basketball team in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and then he also coached a few small college teams at places like McMurray and Angelo State, and then at the University of Arkansas, Little Rock. While spending just one season at UALR, Beard's Trojans went 30-5 to get into the NCAA basketball tournament. There, they beat number 5-seeded Purdue, and then all of a sudden, Beard himself was a hot coaching commodity. He landed a job at Texas Tech back in 2016, and now his Red Raiders are playing Virginia tonight with a chance to win that school's first national championship in men's basketball. Weekend good story number three. In the NCAA Women's National Championship game played on Sunday afternoon, the Baylor Lady Bears prevailed, pardon my pun, barely, by 1 point over Notre Dame to win their third national championship under Coach Kim Mulkey. While Baylor led most of the game, Notre Dame refused to go away and hit shot after shot to whittle a 17-point second-half deficit and take the lead coming down the stretch. Baylor lost one of their key players also to an injury in the second half as Notre Dame was closing the gap. And then Baylor's Chloe Jackson, a transfer player from LSU, had the game of her life and scored the driving layup with 3.9 seconds left to give the Bears the national championship trophy and take it back to Waco, Texas. She scored a season-high 26 points just when her team needed her the most. Then there's weekend good story number four. On Saturday, the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Tournament was held. In resurrecting golfing memories of a charging Arnold Palmer on the back nine in the 1960s, Jennifer Kupcho drilled a clutch fairway wood onto the green on the par 5 13th hole and claimed an eagle 3 to pull away from challenger Maria Fazzi and win the trophy. Kupcho and Arnold Palmer have something else in common. She attends Wake Forest University, which is where Arnold Palmer played and has a statue on campus. Kupcho also drained a final birdie putt on the 18th hole to seal the win, just like Arnie did back in 1960. Great job, Jennifer. That was fun. Weekend feel-good story number 5. But if you think that was good, let's check out the story of PGA golfer Corey Connors this weekend. Last week, he wasn't invited to be in the starting field for the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio. Connors is 27 years of age and had yet to win a PGA Tour event. So, like many other young golfers, Corey Connors had to tee it up last Monday with the Monday qualifiers hoping to grab one of the final spots in Thursday's starting field. He finished in a tie for the final spot on Monday and then had to win a 6-man playoff last Monday just to get the final spot in the golf tournament. Well, his great golf kept going last week as he found himself in the final group on Sunday's 4th round. And after taking the outright lead on Sunday with 4 birdies in his first 5 holes, Corey Connors' chances took a serious nosedive when he bogeyed holes number 6, 7, 8, and 9 to fall back out of the lead with 9 holes to play. Instead of giving up, though, Corey Connors made the turn, corrected course, and then made 3 consecutive birdies to start the back 9 in winning his first golf tournament by 2 shots on Sunday afternoon. The last PGA player to qualify on a Monday and win a PGA Tour event the same week was Arjun Atwal in 2010 at the Wyndham Championship in North Carolina. Corey Connors is just the 5th player in PGA Tour history to accomplish such a rare feat. He and his wife can now celebrate the victory with a visit to Augusta National in Georgia this week. Yes, in addition to winning over $1.3 million on Sunday, Corey Connors earned a trip to play in the Masters field this week. And he doesn't have to qualify. The moral of these stories, if you're having a tough day on your Monday, just remember to keep your head up and keep on keeping on. Your chance for personal victory could be coming very soon. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Here's to the winners. All of us can.